time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hi there, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So could you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Michelle Valancourt of St. Paul, Minnesota. I said, name a famous living person, first and last names. If you drop the last letter of the first name, you get an element on the periodic table. And if you drop the last letter of the last name, you get the chemical symbol of another element. Who is this? And the answer is Tina Fey. Drop those letters, you get tin and Fe, which is the symbol for iron.
Okay, that is impressive. This week's challenge was popular, like with over 2,300 correct entries. There's a lot of smart people out of here. But our puzzle winner for this week is Eric Nispel of St. Louis, Missouri. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. This is a real pleasure.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, let me be clear. I've been listening since the postcard days, but I've only been submitting, shall I say, as a chemistry teacher periodically during the email era. So I've only submitted a handful of answers over the years.
Okay, so you said that you are a chemistry teacher, so you had to get this right, right?
That's right. Every few years, Will pulls out a periodic table puzzle, and those are the ones that I really lean into, and I make sure that I find the answer. And this one was a fun one. I had a good time with this one.
Well, Eric, I got to ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
If this morning's Wordle score is any indication, I may not be. But Aisha, you promised to help me. So let's get to it.
I promise to help you. And we don't even worry about that Wordle over here. We all about the puzzle. So take it away, Will.
All right, Eric and Aisha. Every answer today is a word, name, or phrase with four or more A's and no other vowels. For example, if I said state whose capital is Montgomery, you would say Alabama. Here's number one. Movie with the line, play it, Sam.
Casablanca.
You got it. Number two. Island off the coast of Africa that's the home of lemurs.
Madagascar.
Uh-huh. A swift sailing vessel with two hulls.
Catamaran.
You got it. How about the star of MASH?
Alan Alda.
Uh-huh. Now, the following answers all have five A's. And it's a first one is a word said by a magician when performing a trick.
Abracadabra.
Uh-huh. A shortcut between the Atlantic to the Pacific.
Atlantic and the Pacific shortcut.
So you don't have to go around the tip of South America. What's that shortcut through the middle? Through Central America.
Panama Canal.
Panama Canal is it. How about this? A simile in five words meaning mentally acute.
A simile in five words?
Uh-huh. It's a five-word expression. It's a simile that means mentally acute. Okay. First of all, what's the opposite of dull?
Sharp.
There's your sharp. As sharp as a?
Sharp as a tack.
As sharp as a tack, there's your five A's. And here's your last one, Spanish for see you tomorrow.
Hasta la vista, hasta...
No, hasta's right.
Mañana, hasta mañana.
Hasta mañana is right.
Oh my goodness, this was hard, but Eric, you did an amazing job. How do you feel?
Very much relieved and enjoyed, and I've got an audience of some of my best students here at John Burroughs School in St. Louis listening, so thank you very much. This has been awesome. Thanks so much. It's been great.
Oh, really? Wow, they're listening. Well, hey, students. So for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Eric, what member station do you listen to?
Well, it's 90.7 on the dial, but it's number one in our hearts. It's KWMU St. Louis Public Radio.
I love that. That's Eric Nispel of St. Louis, Missouri. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This has been great.
So, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener David Rosen of Bethesda, Maryland. Name a food dish in 10 letters. The last syllable consists of a consonant and a vowel. Change that syllable to a single consonant sound, and you'll name another popular food item in 2 words. What foods are these? So again, food dish, 10 letters, last syllable is a consonant and a vowel. Change that syllable to a single consonant sound, and you'll name another popular food item in 2 words. What foods are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, January 19th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.